Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, John McAfee says he's got big breaking news on what really happened to him down in Belize coming up. Then we'll get his take on Obamacare, the situation with Russia, and so much more. He's got an investigative journalist with us today that he's working with. That is all coming up in the next segment. But pharmacist Ben Fuchs, the latest March issue of InfoWars magazine, that, by the way, we sell at cost, has John Wayne on the cover, and it says The War on Men. And, I mean, it's just undoubted now. They're saying just the classical male model is racist, anti-woman. Being a man is bad. We've got to eradicate masculinity. Why does the establishment want to do that?
Let me tell you why. Testosterone, male hormones, are not just for men. They're building hormones. They're strength hormones. They're vitality hormones. They're anti-aging hormones. They're growth and repair hormones. We are supposed to be like lions, Alex, and testosterone is the hormone of lions. Instead of lions, we become like pufferfish. We become slothful. That's what we become. We're not lean, mean fighting machines. We're like big, fat gorillas in the zoo that have big bellies and big breasts. Males, I'm talking about. The reason we have this war on men is not so much a war on men as much as it's a war on anabolism. Anabolism is the fancy word for building and growth and repair.
It's a war on vigor.
It's a war on vigor, exactly. We become domesticated. Instead of being lions in the jungle, we're like big fat tabby cats.
Well, it's like hyenas, they say, is the only animal that has testosterone in the milk.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that, yeah. But I can see why. Testosterone is the hormone of vigor and strength. So as much as there's a war on against masculinity, it's really a war on our vigor and on our strength and on, I believe, our ability to resist this new world order, to resist this globalist hegemon. It's to reduce our ability to resist the monster, the Leviathan. So it's not so much a war on men, although that is occurring. It's a war on our health and on our vigor.
It's a war on independence. It's a war on liberty. It's a war on common sense, consciousness. It's a war on free will.
It's a chemical war. It's chemical warfare, literally, but the most insidious kind, because it's biochemical warfare. It's the kind of chemical warfare that affects our biochemistry. And this is where the whole idea of epigenetics comes from. This is why they don't want us to know about epigenetics. This is why you keep hearing about genetics. They don't want you to know that you have control over how
they don't know men are supposed to be incredibly energetic and feel crazed all the time. My grandfather's were like me, and people think I'm a weirdo nowadays because I'm crazed. I'm just a barbarian Texan. I mean, we're supposed to be barbarians.
That's how we built the frontier. That's how we built the country. You know, we didn't build the country by sitting on our butts watching TV. We built the country by chopping wood and going out there and exploring and seeing what was on the other side of the forest. And all of this is regulated by the hormone testosterone. This is the hormone for men and for women, not just for men. You know, we think of it as a male hormone, but it's not just a male hormone. It's also a female.
Is that why women get so crazed when they take our super male vitality?
It could be. I don't know.
Well, it just has a bigger effect. Like it's not a plug here at the end, but I want to get your analysis of this. I know you
It's an awesome product. It's an awesome product.
It's Tribulus.
Yeah, it's Tribulus, and it's got the ashwagandha. It has herbs that are called adaptogenic herbs, and these are herbs that help you adapt to the environment. There's no medicines that are adaptogenic. Only nutrients and herbs are adaptogenic. And an adaptogenic herb or adaptogenic nutrient is a nutrient that pulls you up when you need to be pulled up or pulls you down when you need to be pulled down. The same ashwagandha. It will pull you up if you need to be pulled up. It'll pull you down if you need to be pulled
down. Well, that's
what
everybody I know, these guys that were really irritable, they said it smooths them out.
It smooths you out. This is what an adaptogen does. So making sure you're on a nutritional supplement program, making sure you're taking care of the epigenetic component of genetics.
Plug your website.
Brightsideben.com. And let me plug Doc Wallach's new book, Epigenetics. If you're interested in reading a good book, Epigenetics by Doc Wallach.
I want him on. I want to carry that book. We're going to get Wallach on with his book as soon as we're carrying it. God bless you, Ben Fuchs. Great job. Epigenetics is key. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Casoretto is here with us in studio with John McAfee, of course, the inventor of the antivirus software and known very well for the things that happened in Belize and a lot of big movies getting made about it right now. And he came out here about 5 or 6 months ago, did some 50 cal shooting with us and did a great job. And, of course, I've interviewed him before that when he was on the run from the kleptocratic authorities down in Belize. But he's back in the good old U.S. of A., and he's with the investigative reporter John Casoretto with us today, who writes for some big publications out in California. We're going to be going over exclusive John McAfee's Ultimate Hack. That's one of his articles from SiliconAngle.com, and another report, exclusive, Deconstructing McAfee. And we're going to get into some big breaking news with Belize and how it ties in the United States. It was probably 6 months ago or even more when John McAfee was here and he was in studio with us. And I was just amazed that stuff he told us 6 months before that about Ryerson and things that no one had talked about in the press turned out to be true, connected to the government and Iran down in Belize. I still aired that nightly news interview, but I was really concerned about it. Not that I was doubting him. It's just that No one had said this but him. And so now I'm really going to pay attention to what they get to at the bottom of the hour. But, guys, give us a sneak peek. I want to get into Obamacare first. Nurse Nelly tried to hire you and how that later came out in the news and where you see all that's going, John. But give us a sneak peek here and tell us about this investigative journalist of what you're going to be talking about, John McAfee.
Well, basically, I came back to the States in December of 2012. I moved up to Portland. At no time has the Belizean government let go of their intent to silence me, Alex. And finally, an event happened in Portland on the 12th of September of last year of major importance to me. It was an attempt on my life. My wife was with me at the time. We have sort of been underground ever since. I've gone to the FBI. I have finally decided to release all the data, and I released it to John Casaretto. He came to visit me for a few days, spent full time pouring through all the evidence, conversations of Belizean officials, internal memos of the Belizean government, and he became a believer.
That's great. Your mic's not too good. We're going to double mics for you for a minute. Keep going.
And went back and has serialized this entire event. He wrote the first 2,400-word segment 2 days ago, and then the Deconstructing McAfee, which was basically his first contact with me and how startling it all was to him. But I think John, when I first contacted him, was extremely skeptical. After 3 days of pouring through evidence, telephone calls with individuals and officials in Belize, he's become a firm believer. The evidence is there, and I feel I have no other choice now but to go public with it. And I think you're the first, and I think you are the first broadcast of agency that I have talked to.
We're going to get into that at the bottom of the hour. First off, I want to get your breakdown here today on the fact that Obama did come to you, and that letter came out in the press after you reported it here first, was confirmed, they reached out to you and others. To quote fixhealthcare.gov, and of course you said, there's nothing to fix. It's a total fraud. It's a total joke. It's not even real. And we concur with that analysis, and other programmers have said they want to make the debate about the site not working, not what a screw job Obamacare is, and it still doesn't work properly. And the people who think they're signing up aren't signing up, and now the IRS is saying they're using it to just register you to go grab your bank account. What is your take on Obamacare? What is your take on the Russia situation, the whole world? People want to know what John McAfee thinks about what's happening in the world.
Okay, first of all, it wasn't Obama himself that came.
Sure, the White House.
It was a lawyer from the House Ways and Means Committee that asked if I would consider coming and giving advice, and I said no, because my advice is simply scratch it and start over, scrap the whole thing. They wouldn't do that, I know that for a fact, and I didn't want to waste my time nor theirs and turn them down. What do I think about the entire world? I think, Alex, that we are in a very dangerous situation in terms of privacy. The telephones that you have next to you and the telephones that each of us are carrying around with us contain applications from corporations, individuals, from the NSA, the CIA, from almost every agency. And if you look at what these applications are doing, an overwhelming majority of them are turning on your microphone, turning on the camera, accessing your emails, accessing your SMS messages, and even making phone calls on your behalf without your knowledge. We're in a very dangerous situation because we have accepted a technology that we do not understand yet. We don't understand its weaknesses. We don't understand its limitations. The Bank of America, for example, if you use the Bank of America online banking app, you will find that it you have given it permission to turn on your camera and take videos and still pictures anytime that it wants. Why? Well, perhaps it's because if you empty your bank account online and then say, I didn't do it, they can say, well, we have photos of you.
But think about how big brother that is. We've known they've been doing that for decades using the webcams, but they would deny it. Now it's just ubiquitous. They're just doing it.
Right, and the webcams is one thing because you don't sleep with your computer. You don't carry it with you all the time. We carry our phones with us, our smartphones. And there's an overwhelming percentage of these apps that are spying on you, and big time. So we've written an application, or I've written an application called Cognizant, which basically goes through and tells you what all of your apps are doing and gives you the choice of getting rid of them or not.
That is awesome. How do folks get that app?
It's coming out in 5 days. It's free. We're not charging anything for it. It does not have any adware, and it doesn't expire after a period of time.
Man, that's awesome, and it just tells you what's going on.
It tells you what's going on, and you're going to be shocked. Absolutely shocked. And our first version runs on Android. We'll be moving it to other platforms later. Android is the worst in terms of app permissions. So, people who have used it, John used it, and he was kind of shocked at, whoa, my apps are doing this, and then it gives you the option to get rid of them. But this is a serious problem because it's not just the U.S. government. We do know that NASA is putting out apps and other covert agencies. But it's corporations and individuals that are using our innocence, basically, in accepting these permissions to do anything that they want. Bank of America, what is Bank of America? It is a collection of its employees. Any employee with access to their data center can spend their lunch hour listening to what you're doing, no matter where you are.
And it's come out that they harass girlfriends, ex-wives, husbands, that they are indeed using it to play God.
Yes, absolutely. And we're letting them. We're letting them through our ignorance and our innocence. And when I say ignorance, we're unaware of what has happened. And they don't want you to be aware.
Isn't that the big hurdle, though? They tried to deny it existed. Now it's admitted they lied. It's admitted it's huge. It's totally illegal. I think that's the beginning of the end of the system if they simply, if the people simply say no.
Well, can we say no? Here's the issue. We depend on these phones. We depend on the power. We depend on the ability to communicate and to contact our families and to voice chat and video chat. So what we need is we need legislation. We need some serious hard looking at what's actually happening and say, listen, we have to stop this. We cannot have a total loss of privacy that is occurring. You have no concept. If you get this app and you run it on your Android system, you will be shocked. Everybody who has run it in testing has been shocked.
It ranks the apps, like how much of a threat each individual app has a number associated with it that tells you, this app has got a ranking of 50-something, 60-something. So you can say, that app has got, a high score. I'm uncomfortable with the amount of information that's coming out of this thing, out of my phone, and, it's time to remove that. So, it's pretty neat.
Oh, I can't wait till that comes out. In fact, that's what I wanted to get you on about originally was when you come out with these devices. Are you still working on a device that...
Absolutely. And the device, Decentral, is still coming, and the Cognizant app is going to...
It's called Decentral.
Decentral. The Cognizant app is going to be the kernel of that. It will morph into Decentral slowly. So we are still on target. We are still working on privacy.
Well, you're the guy that launched the whole antivirus revolution. And so, it's pretty exciting to have you doing this.
I did. They, of course, changed my name now, or will be changing it soon. The Intel is changing it to just Intel Security. Not sure that's a wise move on their part, but I think my wild and crazy personality makes them nervous. So
they're going to change the name of the company you started, McAfee.
Not the company, but they're changing the name of the product.
Yeah, they're changing it to...
I think it's called Intel Security.
What do you think now of the fact that it's come out that the FBI is indeed creating a lot of the viruses and stuff to hack into people's computers?
Well, I said this early on. This is what's happening, and this is going to simply get worse. They are taking advantage of the weaknesses in our technology. The weaknesses, the leaks, the back doors, the ease in which someone can get into your computer and look at everything that's happening. Read your emails, read your text messages, listen to you, watch you. It can even use your phone to make calls on their behalf. And without your knowledge.
And to be clear, it's not like they're targeting one guy with a warrant with some spyware. They'll put out 10 million, computers that get infected to, quote, find one guy so that when he logs in, they know. I mean, that's just an excuse to spy on everybody.
It is, absolutely. And the only solution, I think, is public awareness. And we need to lobby our legislators to change the laws to make this illegal.
Well, this is funny. The theory was always that the virus company, antivirus company makers were the ones putting the viruses out, but we've never really seen them caught doing that. It's always government that's doing it.
Well, that would be like carrying coals to Newcastle or adding water to the ocean. I mean, there are enough people out there writing viruses that antivirus companies would not need to do that. The same thing now. Anti-malware companies, it would be foolish to write malware.
Stay there. John McAvee and his investigative reporter.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com. All right, John Casaretto is here, investigative journalist with John McAvee, who really doesn't need any introduction. And We are broadcasting worldwide on, it's already the 13th day of, hard to believe, March 2014. Time is just flying past us right now. And I want to shift gears. We'll get into some other subjects later. Into now what really happened in Belize versus all these big Warner Brothers and Paramount. They're all making movies about John McAfee. And I don't really see you being interviewed by those folks. I guess they've got a story they want to put out. But now you can give us the rest of the story. And again, when you were telling me some of the story first, when you first had come back to the U.S., I found it unbelievable, and I apologize. I didn't say I thought you were lying. I just said, man, folks, I don't know if this is true about, you know, Ryerson and all these other stuff going on and government people. I was just, you know, shocked by it all. And then some of that news came out about Ryerson plots and passports and Iranians, and it sounded like a James Bond movie, John McAfee. I know you've done a lot of secret black ops work for the government previously. None of that's involved this time?
Okay. Do you want to take it from here and explain, you know, how you fell into this?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. That's when I came into the story at a point in time where I started to interview John about his application, about some of the things that were going on, about cybersecurity. And that's what drew me into the story, because I was there at that point in time at which it was interesting. John was actually putting out ads for people to be bodyguards. And what he was trying to do was smoke out the cartel. And it just got deeper from there, right? So the cartel and the people that McAfee that were after him and put an attempt on his life, as John described earlier, in Portland, he was trying to discover, you know, who these guys were. They're organized, but they're not that smart. So he would put out ads. It was interesting. He actually had an interview with one of these gentlemen in a cafe, and, you know, had lunch with him. The guy never asked for the actual job, right? So, what, you know, a bunch of interesting stories as far as his life, you know, along the way, and some of these things that happened as this story unfolded. But it really all goes back to those days in Belize when he was out there, and he encountered this situation with the government down there. And the selling of passports and recorded all this information that they're after. And that's really why they're after John in the first place, is that he's got this information. He's collected this information. And we have a lot of this stuff that will be coming out in this report that is very publicly discoverable information that we've organized and will be put into this thing. And that will be forthcoming on SiliconANGLE.
The problem is when they raided my property on March the 2nd, this was the result of my refusing to pay a bribe to the local politician. And then the politician came back, you know, the next week saying, oh, this is what a terrible thing to happen. I am so sorry. You know, they shot your dog. They destroyed your property. This is so terrible. Have you reconsidered your donation? Yeah, I basically threw him off my property and went to the international press. I also donated a whole bunch of computers to the Belizean government that had keystroke locking software and software that I had put on there.
Classic Trojan horse.
Classic Trojan horse. I was hoping just to find out hard evidence that they had planned this whole thing just to force me to pay the money. What I found out was far worse. I found out that they were selling passports. I found out that almost all of the government ministers were involved in some kind of nefarious and illegal activities. And it just went from bad to worse. They discovered what I was doing in late September of that year, and began a serious process of intimidation. And I've given John all of this evidence. John has talked to witnesses in Belize, the people who are with me, and has verified everything that I've said. Then when Greg Fall was murdered in November, which I firmly believe now was an act of the government, they came after me for real, but not just at night, but during the day. For an entire month before the Greg Fall murder, they were trying to collect me at night. I was finding out about it because I was listening to them. I was watching them through their computers. And they never could catch me because when they would show up, I'd be somewhere else.
And I remember in all the media stuff, didn't you record them and you've released some of that before?
I released a little bit.
Just to prove it.
Here's what I'm trying to do, Alex. I'm trying to, number one, stay alive. The only thing that I have to bargain with is those recordings. The thing that I am attempting to do is to make the public aware that, that this is actually happening without providing enough evidence to put everybody away. I mean, there are a few people that need to be put away.
All right, long segment coming up. Let's get into as much of this as we can with John McAfee and the investigative journalist who is with us. Whoismcafee.com. Is that the best website, John?
That's the best website.
Yes. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
John Casaretto are in studio. He's an investigative journalist. You know who McAfee is. And they are breaking down what basically really happened in Belize and how it ties into things here. But how does that tie into the ricin poison and the Iranians? Because you did say that 6 months before it ended up coming out separate from you in the news there.
Right.
And it has come out. You really did have all these, however many computers it was, that you handed out to all the police, the federal police there. How many computers was it total? And where's the whole Ryerson situation going?
It was a little over 80 computers total. The Ryerson situation, I don't want to discuss it at the current moment for security reasons, and I can discuss everything else, the passports, because really it all folds in. There's a huge operation in Belize, and it's getting unraveled as we speak. The Minister of Immigration, a guy named Penner, was just removed from office for selling over 150 passports, one of which was to a Korean who was in prison at the time and had never been to Belize. Now, Penner, when he was under oath, said that, yes, I had, I think you read these same reports from the Belizean news, said that, I had a meeting with the gentleman on this date. And, you know, he explained everything that was happening. Well, on that date, he was in prison in Korea. So this is how bad it gets. And Penner has been prosecuted. He hasn't been investigated. They're just letting it all slide.
You know, John McAfee, I've gotten to hang around with you quite a bit now. I've got to say, though, behind the scenes, too, why do they have that one guy on the Dos Equis Most Interesting Man? We need to get you as the new Dos Equis spokesman.
Well, actually,
they were talking about you as the CEO of Microsoft.
They were. That would be.
What about the spokesman for Captain Morgan Rum? I mean, you're a spitting image.
Actually, I just did a Most Interesting Man commercial for QuickFunder, which is.
I didn't know that.
It came out on Monday.
Aren't I a good brander?
You're a great brander.
I should do that officially.
It came out on Monday.
It's almost like you started a company that made billions of dollars.
Yeah. So I did it for QuickFunder. That's a crowdfunding outfit, and one of the new ones and one of the better ones in Atlanta. I like their style. I think they have, you know, probably the best security and the best approach of any of the crowdfunding outfits. So I did the QuickFunder commercial where I was the most interesting man in the world.
Guys, will you pull up the QuickFunder commercial? I'm going to play that later.
Yeah, just go on YouTube under.
There's all this cloak and dagger. Now, look, you did do black project stuff for the government McAfee.
I did. I worked for Lockheed on a black program.
But what's the secret? Because this does sound spy-esque, CIA, defense intelligence, or corporate stuff down in Belize. I mean, were they using you as a double agent? Is there a whole other story to this we don't know about?
Trust me, if I were a double agent, would I be on here on your program? I mean, I would walk out the door, and it would be the U.S. government that would whack me, not the cartel.
No. I understand that. But I mean, there's also good elements of the government. In my experience, I don't think
it's... There's no ultimate bad and ultimate good anywhere. There's a mixture, of course. But no, believe me, I am not affiliated. I'm not a part of any U.S. government covert operation.
No, what I'm saying, you're evading them, all the things you did, the Trojan horse computers, everything. I mean, that's real James Bond stuff. Because the real spies I've run into and FBI people and stuff, when we've been doing stories or trying to infiltrate or set us up, they are bumbling boobies compared to the work you've been doing.
Well, by and large, you're absolutely correct, and that's because they have to adhere to the formula that the U.S. government or whatever agency they're working for makes them adhere to. You have to be completely free. You've got to be, you know, a libertarian, so to speak.
So it's the compartmentalization ruining U.S. intelligence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, for example, I'm one man. I'm on my own. And by hiring, you know, a few out-of-work, young men and women, I was able to infiltrate every branch of the Belizean government. Admittedly, Belize is
not a country.
Well, former spy masters like Dr. Steve Pachinik, they've told me the system is scared of lone men.
Yes, because we are unpredictable. I have given this man internal documents, internal memos from Belize, which are absolutely.
Well, tell us what you can tell us about your findings that are going to be rolling out and are already on your site, some of them. I mean, give us in a nutshell what's going on, what happened, the groups tracking you.
Okay, the biggest thing that I discovered and the biggest thing they're trying to cover up is the selling of passports and the bringing of questionable people into America through a very complex route. You can let's say I'm Iranian from Pakistan. And I want a new identity. I can come to Belize and pay anywhere from $150,000 to $500,000. I get a new identity, usually from someone who's died. My name is Muhammad Allah, and suddenly my new name is George Smith. And I have a passport proving I am George Smith. With that passport, I am free to move throughout all of Central America. All of Central America, unimpeded.
So they're creating fake identities on an international scale out of Belize, and that's come out.
Yes.
And it's a major rat line.
Absolutely. And so to get into America, if I want to do it, you know, unbeknownst to America, I wander up to the southern border and get a mule to bring me across. And the cartels help with that. That's public knowledge. I mean, you've seen many reports in Belize where this is actually happening. The Belizeans know, but nobody else in the world is reading the reports. No one else even cares, it seems.
Did you see any evidence that the U.S. or any other major government has its own people down there jacking into their database to know who these people are, or they don't even care?
Well, certainly they know who they are. The Treasury Department keeps, for example, an organization chart of like the Sinaloa cartel, all the cartels, the Medellins. And in that organization.
But sure, I mean, the people they're bringing across. Because we had the head Iranian general say last month, we have sleeper cells in America.
Yes.
And we will attack you in asymmetrical warfare.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And where do you think these sleeper cells are coming from? They don't fly in.
But you said a year ago on my show, you said Iranian sleeper cells are coming through with rice, and now you don't want to talk about it.
Well, forget the ricin. They are coming through, and they have more than just ricin, Alex. There's all kinds of things that they are bringing with them. I can't talk about the ricin right now. I'm very sorry that I can't. I am sort of fighting for my life. I
understand. Yeah.
I am dancing a very delicate dance.
You've already got cartels after you. You don't want the Iranians after you.
I don't want the Iranians after me, sir. Okay. It's bad enough as it is. So now, but forget that part. We still have the importing into America of foreigners with questionable motives on a mass scale. We have this one man selling 150 passports in a very brief period of time. We have it's like, you know, okay, if you come to us with 50 people, we'll give you a group discount. I mean, it's astonishing. And these 150 were just the 150 that were discovered. You know that it's much more than this. So this is a serious problem. No one's talking about it. It's public knowledge everywhere else in the world. Public knowledge. But here in the States, it's like, let's not talk about this.
John Casaretto, investigative journalist. You've been burrowing into this for a long time. I looked you up, done a lot of great reports in the past. Much of what he said has been already verified, but what else have you verified in his story? What do you think about it?
Well, you know, I think the big thing here is, to me, there's been, you know, these passports is the big issue here is that, you know, we're hoping by doing this report that we can look at this evidence and start to bring this into the open. So perhaps people will further report this, will further look into this and start to ask questions. Why isn't anybody talking about this thing? Why isn't anybody talking about, you know, the way these agencies are operating and pretty much neglecting, you know, the security of this country at the border? And these guys are, it's very similar to the app. You know, you have a passport, you can pretty much walk over the border and come into the country, you know, and do whatever it is that you do in this country. And, you know, it's the same thing with the Cognizant and the app. You know, if you allow it to happen, then it's wide open.
We're being told give all our rights up because terrorists are everywhere, and they leave the doors basically wide open.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And
absolutely.
Nobody wants to report it because it's hurtful. It's hurtful to the image that we're strong and we're secure. And, you know, I think that people should start talking about this thing, particularly in this case where there's evidence that shows there's a country, you know, not that far away from here that's selling passports, that, you know, there's been incidents of Chinese nationals, of people of Middle Eastern descent, showing up and showing up, you know, being apprehended, and it turns out that their passports are fake.
And they're Belizean. And yet, that is all over Central America, but here in the States, we have no reports of that. You have to actually go in and dig into the old copies of Mexican and Belizean newspapers to find instances of Hezbollah that were actually arrested in Mexico with Belizean passports, mm-hmm. with European names, Mike Smith and Terry Jones. It's absurd. And yet here in America, do you read about it? Is it in the New York Times? Is it in the Wall Street Journal? Is it in the local paper here in Austin?
Why do you think, because you know, you were nodding your head earlier, John, whenever I mentioned that in Press TV, the official Iranian news, their chairman of their joint chiefs, their head guy said, we have sleeper cells, we have asymmetrical warfare, we can strike America inside. That was an outrageous statement. It didn't even get picked up in the U.S. news. That'd be like if our chairman of the joint chiefs, Dempsey, said, we have sleeper cells in Iran, we can attack you from within. That would be sensational. But they're not talking about it. It's like every time there's real terror threat, they won't discuss it. If it's fake and made up, it's just constant hype. That's what I've noticed. What do you think's going on there, John?
Well, I think that, you know, clearly there's a lot of issues right now with this NSA and this government surveillance
You know, they want a license to continue to surveil us, to watch everything that's going on using these phones, you know, intercepting your communications, your phone communications, your GPS location and all of these things. So, you know, we're at kind of a strange point, I believe, that where I think that, you know, there's not a lot of attention being paid to actual, you know, investigative, you know, turning, you know, ferreting out these operations that could be going on right here, right, in different cities around the country, you know, all these different organizations that have infiltrated us and are here, sleeper cells, as you say. I think that's a big issue.
We find out that the NSA is writing apps that get into our smartphones that listen to us and watch us and read our emails. And it's sort of like, oh, gosh, that's bad. We don't realize what that actually means. Do you have any privacy at all if you're carrying a telephone around that when it sleeps, it's not really asleep? The app has made it so that it's not sleeping. The app is listening and watching. And it's not just one agency. It's many hundreds of agencies and corporations around the world. Even foreign governments are doing it. Russia. You know, Russia will go to our trade shows here in the States and just pass out thumb drives and applications. We know for a fact that many of those are doing exactly the same thing that the NSA is doing. We have no privacy whatsoever.
Well, I was about to say Snowden runs over to Russia, and I think it's fine, and I think he's a hero overall. But at the same time, Russia is pioneering spying on their people real time, and they're famous with hacking and malware and stealing. The Russian mafia, that's basically the Russian government. Half the time we see issues on the internet, it's the Russians. So briefly talk about your view of Snowden and the Russians, that whole issue.
Well, you know, Snowden, it depends on how you look at Snowden. He is certainly a hero for telling me and you and everyone else what's actually happening. Legally, he is, you know, he's a pariah. Legally, the U.S. wants to prosecute him. I'm glad that he told us, quite frankly. If he had not, we would still be in the dark about many issues. In terms of Russia, Russia is winning the spy war. They have organized hackers. They even have refrigerators now that have been found that have internet connections and microphones in them that can listen to you. This is bizarre. Toasters. Any electronic device that has a chip in it is going to be...
If it has the name smart on it, run from it.
Absolutely. But what are we going to do? You know, throw the refrigerators out? We need to be smarter about the situation that we're in. It's kind of like we're being swallowed by the snake and we're fiddling and dancing. We need to be aware of what's happening. If we're not, then there is no hope, is there?
Well, absolutely. Look at the Syrian Electronic Army, which we know a lot of them are Russians. I mean, they have just been hacking everything, exposing everything. And what's sad is Russia doesn't have the moral high ground. They're incredibly corrupt.
No.
But then I look at the U.S. government. They're so bad now and so run by multinational corporations,
yes,
that are even more amoral than the Russians.
Right.
At least the Russians stick up for Russians.
But see, the multinational corporations don't even need the spy agencies anymore.
No, exactly. Now, yeah.
Alex,
you're the expert. Talk about it.
No, right. They will willingly provide applications that make your life easier and you're glad to use, and inside those apps are the same things that the NSA is trying to do. So they don't even need the government anymore. We are allowing them to spy on ourselves by our acquiescence.
It's a revolution against privacy, and now they admit, and I want your take on this, that Google can predict mass movement futures. Yep. Amazon knows what you're going to order before.
Yes.
If you know what people are doing, you know the future, and then you can manipulate people with that data to control the future.
Right. Now, you mentioned Google, and I use Google as much as anyone. However, you have to look at the truth here. Google makes money by companies knowing what you're doing, obviously, you know, by providing companies your buying habits, when you wake up, what you wear, where you work. They can sell more stuff to you, Alex. And by selling more stuff to you, Google gets its percentage. Google has no interest in privacy. Privacy is the end of their growth. So this is another two-edged sword. We need information. I need information. We all do. And we use that information. It's a very powerful service. But it seems to be a powerful service without a heart and soul.
Wow. Continuing with your case, you know, say if you had 5 minutes, John, and you were trying to explain to, say, mainstream dinosaur media the history of John McAfee, who he is he for real, what's happened to him, what would you say?
Well, you know, I think the world will have to decide whether I'm for real. And it's why I allowed John to come and spend 3 days pouring through a mountain of government internal memos,
sure,
release and conversations,
sure,
to find, you know, so that he could find it for himself without me having to explain it to him.
Yeah, and the first time I met John, you know, it was in a cafe. I brought a friend with me, and, you know, John sort of floated into the room, and there he is with a trench coat. He's got the glasses, he's looking scruffy and a hat, and he kind of floats into the room and he goes, I want the chair against the wall. He sits against the wall, turns off his phone, we all turn off our phones and we're sitting there, and he starts to talk. And at first I wasn't even sure it was him, you know, because he's like looking around the room. You know, the man was on the run. I didn't know it then. I mean, what brought me into this whole thing was the value of decentral, the value of giving people the power back to know what's going on with their phones, to know what's going on with their information, and the prospect of being decentralized so they can't track you, so you can communicate, so you can exchange things without, you know, the third big brother watching. You know, this was something that I wanted to write about. And we were talking about it. We were talking about China as well. We were talking about you know, all these cyber wars going on and these different governments putting these things together and, you know, attacking corporations, American corporations, spying on American citizens and these kinds of things. It was a great conversation. And, you know, and then we started to get a little bit more of John's story about, you know, a little bit about what's happening.
Stay there. I want to hear that when we come back.
Okay.
And by the way, we're doing a whole hour of overdrive after this because I had a meeting about the new website design, but I'll have to back up to 3 because I want to shift into some other subjects after we talk about this.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of 3. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Strange days have found us.
another hour of overdrive. Some stations leave us at the end of this hour. A lot of them carry it because I used to do the fourth hour every day. If you don't, we're live on prisonplanet.tv. You can find the free video audio feeds at infowars.com/show. Or just click on the listen page. We'll do a whole another hour, and we'll open the phones up at 20 after next hour. And I promise I'll go to your calls for you to get to talk to John McAfee and the investigative journalist that he has here with him. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. We don't screen your calls, so they'll be the good, the bad, and the ugly, John. Total wild card grab bag, 800-259-9231. We'll go to you at 20 after, starting in the next hour. Briefly, please remember we're totally independent, libertarian-based radio, pro-Second Amendment, pro-family, pro-sovereignty, pro-private property, everything. I guess that property twice is so important. Please support us by becoming PrisonPlanet.tv members to fight the prison planet. Please check out InfowarsLife.com and the great supplements that we've developed. Please buy the Molon Labe t-shirts for men and women that we have at InfowarsStore.com that are made in America. By the way, John, here is a great, large is your size, right? Or is it
large is my size.
Molon Labe Spartan. I think this is great for you standing up for the Second Amendment with the Spartan with the two M4s crossed. And then InfoWars.com on the back. And for your wife, we have a ladies' fit with gold foil that is extremely sexy. So we're going to give you some of that as well. And you, John, as well. We got the two Johns in here with us. We've got John McAfee and John Casaretto. Finally getting that right?
Yes.
That's the 50th time. Anyways, great to have you both here. This is a short segment. We're about to end this hour. Finish your story about getting to know John McAfee, because strange days are definitely here. Our government's trying to start war with Russia. The NSA is spying on everyone. Obama wants, to screw everybody with Obamacare, and we're hanging out with John McAfee, the very interesting person.
Yeah, definitely. I was telling the story about how I met him. I was with my friend, good friend Eddie Mize, a great artist out of Denver. And so we went down there. He's also an InfoSec guy. We start talking about security, and we make our way outside. And, it was everything that we expected. I talked to John McAfee before on the phone. And it was, a great conversation. And so we go outside and we start to talk. And he goes, "Hey, I've got some recordings I want to play for you." So we sit in my friend Eddie's car and he starts to play these audio recordings. And it was an investigator who was telling John on the phone, "I've uncovered some information that says the attempt on your life that happened in Portland was a $2 million contract that was put forward. It was put into place through the cartel, through the Sinaloa cartel." And then there was a second contract when that attempt was not successful. John's interlacing this with the introduction of the story at this time that all this stuff happened to him and Janice. There was a second contract for $650,000, and John stops it and he goes, "I find that insulting that my life is only worth $650,000.
Really, $2 million. I mean, I know some of the cartels just to be grandiose have big contracts, but that, I mean, $600,000 is a lot.
Well,
you can get somebody killed for $10,000.
He found that insulting.
I'm slippery, maybe.
So I understand. Yeah,
that leads to the deconstructing McAfee story. You know, everything I've ever read about John in the press, you know, it was my impression that, you know, John was this wild man. He was a party man that, preposterous if you really think about it.
When you really get to know him, he's not really being paranoid. He's super smart. The question is he manipulating you?
Yeah, I've thought about
that. Does come off a little bit like El Diablo.
You know,
if I wanted to cast somebody to play the devil, I'd get John McAfee.
Well, let me tell you something. We're standing here.
I'm just joking, John. You're a really good guy. I'm teasing.
Actually, if I could call in, I have some questions myself.
All right, we're going to be right back. We're coming back. Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.